Our top story for this hour, Israeli spy chief says Tel Aviv supports regime change in Syria. Don Meritor says he's hopeful the Syrian government's end will come. The Israeli intel agency's minister also says he hopes the new Syria understands that joining Iran is a mistake that'll bring isolation from the Western world. Israel is part of a U.S.-led campaign to topple the Syrian government, along with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, and Al-Qaeda. They're sending armed gangs and providing funds and weapons in the ongoing unrest in Syria. Well, for more insight on that story, Press TV's Hamid Rezaimari joins us in our studios here in Tehran. Hamid, the U.S. Al-Qaeda-Israeli alliance, it looks odd, doesn't it?
Well, it definitely looks odd, but remember, it was the United States that created Al-Qaeda in the first place, back in the 1980s. America's goal was to kick the Russians out of Afghanistan. Now, the United States and Al-Qaeda are coming together again, this time in Syria. They're collaborating with Israel to topple the Syrian government. Witnesses on the ground say that thousands of Al-Qaeda operatives from Saudi Arabia, Libya, Jordan, Egypt, Morocco, Lebanon, Iraq, Somalia, and even Chechnya have entered Syria in recent months. They're fighting the government there. Those die-hard militants are getting paid by Saudi Arabia and are provided intelligence by the U.S. government and Israel. The alliance between Israel and Al-Qaeda may seem odd, as you said, but if you look back, you will clearly see that the two have never bothered each other. Al-Qaeda has never acted against Israel interests in the past and is now even helping Israel in Syria by launching an armed campaign against Damascus.
But these are the same militants who have attacked Western interests in recent years. Why now? Why does the U.S. support them at this time?
The U.S. is using them as a tool now, and as soon as they're done, the job is finished, the U.S. will restart fighting them, as it exactly what happened in Afghanistan in recent years. But remember, the U.S. never wanted to uproot Al-Qaeda and did not deal with them seriously. It kept the insurgents on ice for a day like this. But one thing is for sure, and that is the genie will never get back to the bottle this time around.
All right, Press TV's Hamid Reza Emadi from Tehran, thank you for your comments.